As the new Guinean government, headed by President Lansana Conte and consensus Prime Minister Lansana Kouyaté, begins to take form, human rights groups are calling for an independent investigation. They say violence committed by security forces earlier this year should not be brushed aside. Guinean rights activist Gajiri Diallo has been looking into the government's use of force, which he says was excessive. He says armed security forces shot unarmed civilians at protests. Diallo says in the past, government investigations into alleged human rights abuses by security forces have been incomplete and have not held anyone accountable. Diallo says he hopes that this time an independent investigation will quickly produce results. Dustin Sharp with U.S.-based Human Rights Watch says this is a chance for the nation to move forward and reconcile.
I think that putting together an independent inquiry, prosecuting those responsible for the abuses, and thereby, you know, really striking a blow against the impunity that just gangrenes the Guinean judicial system, would be a really important step in building the rule of law and a stable, more prosperous future.
Sharp says Guinea's former Minister of Justice has taken steps to create an independent investigative body.
There is the political will to try to improve on what's happened in the past, but Guinea's going to need a lot of help. They have no experience in doing an investigation on this scale, of this magnitude.
Guinea is in a period of relative peace, following a deal between strike leaders and President Conte that led to the naming of new members of government and the appointment of Mr. Kouyaté to the post of Prime Minister. Despite this calm, Sharp says it is important to continue examining what went wrong.
There's still a great anger in the Guinean population, and that can boil over to any point. And I think to stabilize the situation, to prevent further repression, it's critical that those responsible for the human rights abuses perpetuated during the strike be brought to account.
The strike, in which many protesters called for President Conte's resignation, began in January as a reaction to inflation and perceived government corruption. Carrie Barber for VOA News, Dakar.